Chances are, unless you're really into wrestling, or maybe Olympic trivia, you've never heard of Carl Schuhmann, Georgios Sidis, or Stefanos Christofoulos. They won gold, silver, and bronze medals in the first Olympic wrestling tournament in 1896. Schuhmann wrestled for Germany, and in the same Olympiad, also competed in gymnastics and weightlifting. Sidis and Christofoulos wrestled for Greece. They were the front runners in Olympic wrestling, an ancient sport that could go away with the Games of 2020.
You know, some articles I read that the TV ratings were down and all those things were down, and that's probably got to be the bottom line is money, and they just looked at overall every sport with, I suppose, just bottom line money.
Hazen Baez is a realtor in Vermilion. In the winter, he serves as head wrestling coach at Vermilion High School. His Tanagers brought two place winners home from the Class A state tournament last weekend. Bai's nephew, Brett Bai, finished third at 152 pounds, while Reagan Bai, the coach's son, won the state championship at 145 pounds. Amateur wrestling is different from the versions in the Olympics. In the U.S., high school and college participants wrestle in what's called folk style. Rules and scoring are different than the Olympic tournament rules, known as freestyle and Greco-Roman. Coach Bai says it's easy for the casual fan to lose their way during the Olympics.
If you don't know what's going on and you don't keep up with all the rule changes, it's tough as a fan to know what's going on. If you watch it once, you understand how the scoring goes and how it goes. It's so much different.
Bai, himself a state champion at Vermilion, doesn't like to see any form of wrestling disappear. And around the world, that seems to be the consensus with wrestling fans. Sioux Falls Argus leader sports columnist Stu Whitney was out of state when he found out the IOC was ending wrestling competition in the Olympics.
I was actually on vacation in Arizona, and these days it doesn't take long for stuff like that to travel, but I knew immediately that it would have a huge impact in South Dakota and the upper Midwest, you know, being a huge wrestling hotbed.
Unlike other sports, wrestling has very few career opportunities after college. What's known as professional wrestling is nothing like the sport high school and collegiate wrestlers partake in. Unless one makes a career out of coaching, or, like me, stays close to wrestling as an official, the Olympics represent the pinnacle of the sport. Again, Stu Whitney.
To take away what is probably the biggest carrot for any kid coming up through the ranks, you know, you dream about wrestling in the Olympics. You know, I think if you're playing basketball or football, you dream about being Michael Jordan or Peyton Manning or what have you. When you're a wrestler, particularly coming up through South Dakota, you dream about being Lincoln McIlravey or some of Randy Lewis or one of the other greats that you've seen with a medal around their neck. So to take away that pure motivation of being an Olympian and to really kind of wound the sport in that manner, I knew it was going to have huge repercussions here in South Dakota.
The name Whitney just mentioned, Lincoln McIlravey, is well-known among wrestling fans. He won 5 state titles at Phillip High School, moved to the elite program at the University of Iowa, where he won 3 national championships, and earned a bronze medal in the 2000 Olympics in freestyle wrestling. Whitney says successful competitors like McIlravey make the IOC's decision that much more puzzling.
It's viewed as an essential Olympic sport. I mean, you look at the tradition that it goes back to. It goes back about 15,000 years, and as you mentioned, it was in the first modern Olympiad in Athens in 1896. It just seems to sort of embody a lot of Olympic values of, you know, commitment and sacrifice and you know, all the hard work that comes into getting the body ready to wrestle and getting the mental toughness. It just seems like, in many ways, symbolic of the Olympics.
Vermilion High School coach Hazen Bai says eliminating freestyle and Greco-Roman wrestling from the Olympics could, in a sense, reduce participation in the activity in future years.
I think what will happen is they'll kill freestyle and Greco in the United States because there's no purpose of doing it anymore. So I think our folk style will be more specialized, and that'll probably be good for us as the United States, but it'll just kill Greco and freestyle because there's no sense in doing it anymore, because that's what the Olympics is all about, freestyle and Greco. And if there's no end goal, there's no sense in doing it anymore.
There's a slight chance the IOC could reverse itself in the wake of public pressure from its original decision. The committee has room for one more sport in the 2020 Games. Probably not a great chance, but Stu Whitney with the Argus Leader says world reaction may tip the scales this once.
We should point out there's not just a U.S. thing where people are upset about this. Country of Iran has got a great wrestling tradition. Their wrestling federation is up in arms. In Russia, there's been a lot of repercussions. If they can get enough online petitions and get enough people speaking on their behalf, maybe they can sort of go against that trend and try to right a wrong here.
Olympic wrestling is safe for the 2016 Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, leaving one more Olympiad and 7 years to show the sport belongs at the world stage. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbold.